West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Bremen High School has to be among the first schools in the area where the Board of Education has approved purchasing vape detectors for student bathrooms.
Vaping among teens is an epidemic, and even the Drug Administration says that it is definitely a problem. I don't think our kids are immune from it. We started researching this really back in 2018, and then last year we installed several vape detectors in our school, and we want to expand them and put them in more places. Nothing's happened that has caused that. It's just the reality of the world we live in that our kids are bombarded with peer pressure and temptation to try these horrible devices, and we want to do everything we can to discourage it.
Principal of Bremen High School, Dr. Timothy Huff, explaining how the new devices work.
If there's a change in air quality that signifies a possible vape being used in a school restroom, all administrators are notified on their phone, through email, and through text. We know that something's going on at that time. You know, we can look on cameras, see who went in the restrooms, who went out of them. We don't punish a kid or give out a consequence because the vape detector went off, because there could be multiple kids in there, and it allows us to monitor students and develop patterns if we have a ongoing issue in a certain restroom, so that we'd make sure that we've got people that are monitored all the time.
And the Bremen City Schools Board of Education approved the purchase at their regular monthly meeting this past Monday. A local nonprofit and local HVAC install and repair company are partnering to award a local first responder family with a brand new HVAC system in time for Christmas.
So we're taking nominations through our website, and we're going to do a drawing to get down to three. I think it's November 23rd, and then narrow it down to one the beginning of December, and then they'll have it in by Christmas. So westgafirst.org, okay? You can go there to support any campaign we have on there, to nominate for this HVAC giveaway, to just give to us, become a donor. I would like to thank the people of West Georgia. You know, without them, I'm not possible. This, you know, we're just a vehicle just to really shuffle the money around.
President of the West Georgia First Responders Nonprofit, Shane Davis, promoting his partnership with Merrill and Associates and his nonprofit's other initiatives on a recent WLBB Community Voice program.
I mean, it could be as simple as giving somebody money for fuel. Especially, you know, the fuel costs are outrageous. We've helped people get their surgeries, you know, kind of take up where the insurance has fallen. Now, one thing that we've started doing really, and it's been pretty predominant, is mortgages. Now, we've helped pay, you know, help pay people's autos too, okay? Because we figured, okay, I got to thinking, the two biggest burdens on a family or an individual is your car and your house. Usually your biggest payments.
And that complete interview with Davis is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. I'm Colin Worthington.